Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to another dose of positive affirmations for confidence, self-worth reset, your daily shot of inspiration to conquer the world, one positive thought at a time. I'm your host, Riley Hart, here to keep you company on this journey of self-discovery and growth. And today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful: cultivating gratitude and appreciation. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, "Oh, here comes the cheesy positivity," stick with me for a sec. Because genuine gratitude isn't about being relentlessly cheerful, it's about shifting your perspective, noticing the little things, and appreciating the journey, not just the destination. It's about finding joy in the everyday moments that often slip right through our fingers. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing something more, always yearning for the next big thing? You know that feeling when life seems like a never-ending to-do list, and you barely have time to breathe, let alone appreciate what you already have? We've all been there, but here's the secret weapon. Gratitude can be your anchor in the storm, your compass guiding you back to what truly matters. It's like this mental reset button that helps us step outside of our own heads and see the world through a lens of abundance, rather than scarcity. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a more grateful mindset. First, start small. Don't pressure yourself into feeling overwhelmingly grateful for every single thing all at once. Begin with the simple things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These little moments add up and create a ripple effect of positivity throughout your day. Think of it like building a gratitude muscle. You gotta start with those light weights before you can lift the heavy stuff. Second, practice daily gratitude rituals. Find what works best for you. It could be writing down 3 things you're grateful for each morning, keeping a gratitude journal, or simply taking a few minutes to reflect on your blessings before bed. These consistent practices help you train your brain to focus on the positive and shift your mindset from what's lacking to what's already present. Third, be mindful of your language. Our words have power, so choose them wisely. Instead of saying, "I can't believe I have to do this," try, "This is an opportunity to learn and grow." Instead of dwelling on the negative, focus on framing things in a more positive light. Little shifts in language can create big changes in your outlook. Fourth, express gratitude to others. Saying, "Thank you," sincerely goes a long way. It shows appreciation for the people who make your life richer and strengthens your connections with them. Make it a habit to express gratitude not just for grand gestures, but also for the everyday kindnesses, big or small. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things are tough. Remember that everyone has challenges and setbacks. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and move forward with grace. Cultivating gratitude for your own resilience and strength is just as important as appreciating the good things in life. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. You're feeling stressed, frustrated, and completely out of sorts. Now, instead of letting those negative emotions take over, try shifting your perspective. Notice the sunshine streaming through the car window, the birds chirping, or even the fascinating license plate designs on the cars around you. You might be surprised at how much these small details can shift your mood and bring a sense of peace to the situation. So, remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good, appreciating the journey, and finding joy in the everyday moments. It's a powerful practice that can transform your outlook on life and empower you to live with more purpose, intention, and happiness. Now, go out there and spread some gratitude like confetti. Tell someone you appreciate them, savor a delicious meal, or simply take a moment to breathe and be present in this very moment. And don't forget to share your thoughts with us on social media using hashtag Positive Affirmations Podcast. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.